I bring greetings from Michal Sheffer, if you remember him. He was here, came with us not long ago. I will speak louder, Mom. Okay. He sends his greetings, so here it is. Dzień dobry, bracia i siostry. Pozdrawiam was w duchu Jezusa Chrystusa. Okay, now someone want to translate for me? No, you can't. This is, hello, brothers and sisters. I greet you in the name of Jesus Christ. I'd like to open up with verse Hebrews chapter 10, verse 24 and 25. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. I just want to share this a little bit for you here, that how much of a blessing you are, and you've been a blessing to me, to Joe and I, and to the family. Thank you for all the service of your meals, taking care of us this week, and those of you who have been morning meetings. That has been really a blessing to hear them, your input, and to encourage us as we will be going back. But thankfully not till September. We're not going back till later. So these have been wonderful, and your love and support over the past 36 years. Yes, 36 years. We've been out on the mission field, and that's how long Joe and I have been married. So we went as newlyweds to the mission field, and we have been blessed. And thank you. This fellowship that we've had here with y'all is always a blessing. And we just thank y'all for it. 2 Corinthians 4, 4 through 7. I want to start here with this. Verse 3. But if the gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. And we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. I read this verse the other morning, and I was thinking, yes, this is what I wanted to share on. The little g of this world, the little god of this world, that blinds the people. Blinds them from seeing the gospel. And that is just so hard to see so many times, to see our young people caught up in different things, you know, drugs and distractions, and even from religion to drugs and all kinds of distractions, to stop young and old from seeing and understanding the gospel. We have so much in this world. I mean, I sit there and think sometimes I'm in my living room. I have my cell phone in my home, the TV's on, and I'm thinking, what am I doing here? You know, there's too many things on, too many distractions. You have to turn some things off and turn off what's around you and just stop and just focus on the Lord, because this little god of this world is not God of this universe. He's God of this world. He distracts us with all kinds of computer games and all this stuff that we just get. Yeah, I understand. The kids these days are getting caught up in that, and they understand that this is going to be the future, but the Lord is our future.
Amen.
Heaven's our future, not here. In verse 5 it says, for we preach not ourselves. It's not of us.
Yes.
This work is never of us. Never of us here, never of us there, never of us anywhere. It's all about Him. And that is something we have to keep our mind on whenever we have difficulties with brothers and sisters in the church or whatever. Just have to humble ourselves and say, Lord, it's not of us. It's all of you. And to do what's right. Verse 6 and 7, for God commanded the light to shine out of darkness, and the shine in the hearts to give the light of knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. There are some people that really live in dark places. They have never heard, even here in the U.S., they have not heard the true gospel. I mean, we met someone just recently that had never heard, and it was just amazing to see what God did in his life. Poland, Mexico, China, Iraq. These places, they have probably never had the opportunity because it's been so closed off for them. And here in San Antonio, how many people have you met that have never heard?
That's right.
And That's what our mission is to reach those people. Even if you have to keep telling them over and over and over again, you have a neighbor who doesn't listen, keep telling, keep trying, keep. I think Brother Lindell reached a neighbor that he talked to him every day, said, "You're still alive, you're still alive, you're still here," and he got saved, I believe, correct? Yes? Okay. We have this treasure in earthen vessels. Who's the earthen vessels? Us, like Brian preached this morning. It's not in drones, it's in us. That's the earthen vessels, that the power may be of God and not of us. And what is this that we're taking? We're taking the gospel. 1 Corinthians 15, one page back, 1 Corinthians 15, 3 and 4. Says that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again according to the scriptures. This is what we're taking. This is our message. This is what we need to keep in mind and focused on. This is it. This is all what it's all about. You wonder what life is about? Well, here it is. It's what God has done for us. He sent his son, our Lord Jesus Christ. God sent Jesus to be born of a virgin. Jesus sent him to live that perfect sinless life. Jesus went to the cross. Jesus took our place.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus died for our sins. He took that debt and he paid it all. He gave it all. Yeah, we have soldiers that we say, yeah, some give some and some give it all. Well, he definitely gave it all. He left a glorious home for us. And that is just so humbling for me to think that it's him. This is our story and this is our song, praising the Savior all the day long. This is what we should be giving. And Brian, I thought he was going to take away my message this morning. We are ambassadors. Yes, we are ambassadors. Also to Poland, and we hope to be pleasing to the Lord and faithful stewards for all he's given us. We all will give an account for what we have done in this life and what we've done for him. And this is the message we're taking. 1 Corinthians 16, verse 15. There was something else that caught my eye, and I had a hardest time trying to decide which way to take this message. But I saw this one here, 1 Corinthians 15. It said, the last part of this, and that they have addicted themselves to the ministry of the saints. And I looked up that word. There are so many addictions. People have addicted to drugs and alcohol and all this stuff. Usually it's in a negative sense, addicted to a computer, whatever. But here it's talking about they addicted themselves to the ministry of the saints. Why can't we? Why can't we become addicted to the ministry of the saints? And I looked up the word and it says strongly inclined or compelled to do, use, or indulge in something repeatedly. Can we? Are we able to do that? Yes. As Christians, can we indulge? Can we indulge in the scriptures? Oh man, we don't do that enough. I guarantee I do not do that enough. Are we addicted to his word, to his work, to him? No. I confess I am not. I want to be, but what can we do? And I am just thankful. This was so strong for me. I just thought, wow, Lord, what am I supposed to do? But I just wanted to share a little more about the church in Tottenham, how they are addicting themselves to the saints and to the lives that are being changed there. We're in the process now of training different ones to stand up, this church to stand on its own. It's not there yet. Joe and I have had Bible studies in the past in different towns almost every day for a while there. One of those Bible studies was in Vomzhezno. You want to say that word? A small town, 45 minutes from Tarun. It started as a Bible study, changed into a church service, and now is an open meeting for the brethren to encourage one another so that they can learn to stand on their own and eventually have it turn into whatever it can be. But we don't know where that's going. Pray for that little town. One of my passions is I love to swim. I've always loved to swim. From the time I was 5 years old. So I started going to the swimming pool every other day, and there for a while every day for my exercise, for health. And I found one of my neighbors that was upstairs, and she was there, and I was like, wow. And so I started asking her, you want to go? And so we started going and going. And But I've had the opportunity because of that to open the door with her, to talk with her about the gospel. Of course, she closes her mouth. And the other day she had some questions, but not enough yet. But she's there. But you take the opportunities you've got with whatever you enjoy doing. If some like to go to the gym, but if you like to do that, well, go. Try to be a witness to those people. I'm sure they're in dark places, too, and don't have the light. Need to hear somewhere, everywhere. Please pray for Danka and her husband. There were two ladies that came from the pool, came to our church and visited. They at least came and listened and heard once. You know, I'm thankful for that they came. We've had opportunities to talk with our neighbors in our apartment complex. Many of them see us downtown as we're passing out tracts, and they're not ashamed to come up to Joe and shake his hand and talk to him, even though they know who we are. You know, they're getting better. They're not so standoffish. They don't just walk by going, oh. But it's taken time to make a rapport with these people. It takes at least 10 years that we've noticed for these people to learn to trust you, and because we're foreigners and they're not crazy about foreigners, but they're getting better about that as the younger generation comes on. But we're making headway with some of them, and we thank you for your prayers for that. We've even made some contacts with our people out in Kioshkovo, which is the little town where we have the cabin, where we bought a little tiny piece of land for baptisms and near the lake, and we're thankful for that. And we are reaching those people. We're talking to those, and our church now has once a month there's sisters' breakfast, kids clubs, and teen Bible studies. The Polish people are leading all this stuff now. Every Sunday morning, the sisters meet together for breakfast. Before every church service on Sundays for special requests and for morning meetings. But for the brothers that preach that morning and for the Sunday school teachers and the children's salvation. Just before we left, one recently saved couple, I call them the M&Ms because their name is M-M-M-M-M and it's long. And their 11-year-old son just got saved. Praise the Lord. Just before we left. And it's just a blessing to see what God's doing. The Polish brothers have started teaching Sunday school for the teenagers. They have also youth meetings every Friday. And the other Fridays, Joe, Josh, and Brent teach the Bible classes. And these are all been going on, and we're hoping that some of these brothers will be able to take over some of these. A sister in our church organized two different CEF, Christian Evangelism Fellowship, events to train believers to teach the Sunday school classes, both for the youth and the young children. And they're picking up the gauntlet to do things, that we don't have to do. The Polish brethren wanted to have a CPR training, and that was a great turnout. They were able to teach and train how to do CPR for the people in the church or wherever they are. But one of the most exciting events that we have is every other Sunday we have evangelism. And the other Sunday we have fellowship with coffee and cake. They love the evangelism. Right after church, we finish and go right out to the main downtown and pass out tracts and sing. They want to sing. They love singing together as a group. And that was just, wow, this is something they were excited about. They take we have one brother that plays a saxophone, one that plays sister plays a violin, and we have a guitar, and they get out there and they just want to play and they want to sing and they want to keep singing even when it's below zero and Josh can't play anymore. I'm freezing. They go, but we want to sing some more. But that's just, and when we got ready to move to our new church building, they were like, how far away is we going to have to walk to get to evangelism? We want to get to evangelism after church. Where's that going to be? They were concerned about that. And that was exciting to know that was what they were concerned about. Some of our young brothers and sisters are at camp with Magda this last month to be group leaders, to the younger children. They're reaching their people. They're working. We have an Armenian brother who is like our Mike Jackson, who is going to be doing the repairs on our church building with his crew. He has a crew and he does a lot of stuff, and he has been a real blessing to our church. These believers are learning and growing and have addicted themselves to the ministering of the saints. May we all be addicted to the saints, but also to the lost. What about you? Are you addicted to the right things to the ministry? Thank you for your prayers. May God bless you.
Thank you, Debbie.